It's Helping Hand, all things considered. Fridays, Helping Hand puts a spotlight on an organization, topic, or event that offers assistance to the disabled and others among the most vulnerable. I'm Dave Lawrence, and this week we're grateful to be catching up with a returning guest. We've got Parents, Inc. joining us. That is providing awareness, referrals, education, nurturing, therapy, and support. And according to their website, HawaiiParents.org, Parents is a private nonprofit that's been serving local families since 1975. And they've got a focus on the healthy growth and development of all family members and prevention and treatment of child abuse and neglect. They've got great fundraising activity that's good for the whole family. It's annual kickball tournaments, part of their fundraising efforts. It includes six annual tournaments, Saturday, April 1st, Kaneohe District Park. Kick Child Abuse and Neglect Out of Hawaii, it's called, and a parallel one, the second annual in Hilo, April 8th at Walter Victor Field. And April, National Child Abuse Prevention Month. We're learning a lot more about it with the executive director at Parents, our returning guest. We're grateful to have Lisa Grew. Aloha. Welcome back.
Thank you for having me back.
You are so welcome to be here. And this is a great mission. It's an important one, a very dire sort of thing to have to talk about, but how kids are mistreated, and you guys take a stand on it, and you do some really fun ways of bringing people together with the kickball. But first, explain how Parents functions.
Well, Parents Inc. is a nonprofit in the community, 501c3. Like you mentioned, we've been serving Hawaii's families for 40 years now. And it's really important that we reach out to the parents. As a parent, we have challenges, you know, raising our children, especially in today's world with all the different things they grow up with nowadays that we didn't have when we were growing up. And so we got to keep evolving as a parent. We got to keep learning new things and new ways and learn how to parent better. And it's really important because our children will be the leaders of tomorrow. We want to make sure that they have the skills and resources and can make good decisions about the future. And that affects all of us.
And on the note of resources, good word, you guys offer a variety from professional training, which can be invaluable with dealing with children, DOE professional training workshops. There's other ways that you offer support and assistance. Shine a light on some of the programs that you think are invaluable to supporting some of these missions you've got.
Yes, and we are a parenting organization, but anytime you are a caregiver for a child, that kind of qualifies as a parent because even our teachers, right, they parent our children every day, hours a day. So we do reach out to anyone that, you know, can affect a child's life or impact a child's life in a positive way. That is our mission, to create a cycle of positive parenting, and our programs are evolved around positive parenting. So we want to make sure that we're disciplining positively instead of the negative way, which is traditionally what was done in the past. And we're finding out that that's not the best way to parent our children, is to, you know, spank and that kind of thing. Our programs, we have Confident Parenting, open to the general public. We have fatherhood programs that are geared just for fathers. We have women support programs that are for women empowerment groups. So we have an array of services. We have services in the prison, and we have parenting and recovery programs that focus on substance abuse with parenting. Again, trying to break cycles of abuse or negative cycles that our children might pick up. We know that the parents are the biggest influencers over a child's life. So if we can parent well and role model well, our children tend to follow that as, you know, the way we do it.
No question. They spend that much time with you and they see things you do. It only makes sense. They're going to potentially be mimicking those good and bad. Costs for the service, Lisa, before we get into the fundraising, which is a sort of good lead into that, so for parents to take advantage of any of the courses, and there are father and mother specific programs, things for, as you noted, the incarcerated, confidential parenting, the professional workshops, are there costs for any of this?
Some of the classes are closed to the general public. However, the general public classes, most of them are free. They're grant, they're funded by grants. However, our Confident Parenting class is a 9-week parenting class for the general public. That's $45 for the full 9 weeks. You get the curriculum, you get a certificate of completion at the end, and so anyone can take that class.
And how are you guys funded?
We are funded through various grants. We have contracts with the state of Hawaii Department of Child Services, which is referral-based only, and it's not open to the general public, obviously. And a lot of our other ones are funded by Friends of Hawaii Charities, a Visitor into Charity Walk. Anywhere we can write a grant to fund parenting education, we write them and try to get monies to offer our services for free.
And on that note, the capacity campaign that you've got, that you guys have, explain your goals and how folks can support this and this mission.
Yes, as you were talking about, April is National Child Abuse Prevention Month. So we're launching off April with our a signature annual fundraiser, the Kickball Tournament, which kicks child abuse and neglect out of Hawaii and kicking it for keiki. The other launch is a capacity campaign. Our goal is to raise $200,000. We need that for our capacity growth. We want to reach into broader audiences to extend geographic areas. Right now we're on Oahu and the Big Island, East Hawaii only. We'd also like to do online curriculums. We like to reach those parents that may never walk through our doors, you know, due to transportation issues or work issues or whatever it is, they have barriers that prevent them from attending. So we'd like to have an online curriculum that they can sit at home and log in and get the same information, which we know is a 21st century. We need to get there. And it takes money to do all these things. So we do have goals set for this year, and we're launching a capacity campaign. Part of that is our kickball tournament. Part of it is asking stores to have customers donate at the registers. So we'll have a list of those we'll be mailing out as well. Just a variety of ways to get us branded and to get people the information we need to create awareness of abuse and also just to be better parents. All of us need parenting help. We all have challenges raising our children.
In the average week, in terms of painting a picture of how much in-calls, how many in-calls you're getting, just to describe how many calls are there, like when you say there are some government's contracted programs that I'm assuming are for people who have already run into problems and they're trying to help these folks, just in a ballpark figure, how many cases are you guys getting handed?
We service approximately 4,000 parents and their children annually. So in the majority of those, I will say, are, you know, child welfare clients that are in the system for abuse. And that's why we're so passionate about what we do, because some of the situations we find our families in could have been prevented had they had, you know, some education about developmental skills, you know, appropriate expectations for their children. You know, we traditionally parent the way we were parented. And we know that the way our parents parented is not necessarily even legal today.
That's 4,000 abused kids.
It's families. You know, it could be a variety of people in that. But yes, there are the stats show over 5,000 a year in Hawaii that are reported.
It's unbelievable. Now you guys, and so that's that 4,000 is the ones that are sent to you by the government agencies, or this is a combination.
It's a combination
of people who also come to you and say, we want to try to get our act together. And
yeah, sometimes parents, you know, they just reach out because they're frustrated and they're being challenged. You know, we're seeing a lot of that with the teenage years now, right? Their kids are growing up into teenagers, and now it's like a whole nother dynamic of parenting when you come to those years.
And you want that, because that's sort of, they do that before it gets too bad too. So you're like, if you're having some problems, you're getting frustrated, that's when you want the call.
Absolutely. We want them to reach out to us because we can offer the support, the help, the resources, the tools, additional skills that they may not have thought of or they haven't tried yet.
Before they're assigned to get in touch.
Absolutely.
With you. So that really describes it well in terms of the balance of that. Okay, the fun part of this is thinking about the capacity campaign and using these couple of tools, I guess you could say, as ways to raise funds, because that's what the kickball is about, right?
And yes.
So it's, again, April 1st in the Honolulu area in Kaneohe, April 8th on the east side of Hawaii Island in Hilo. Kickball tournament, certainly thing that can gather a lot of good times together, bring people together. Explain how these events can raise money and how people listening can support them and in turn be supporting funding these programs to fight child abuse in the Aloha State.
Yes. As we know, you know, nonprofits always need to raise money. There's the grants and contracts do not cover all the expenses to run a business, unfortunately. So we have to fundraise. And we want to make sure we had a fundraiser that fit within our mission. Kickball is within our mission. It's preventing child abuse and neglect. It's bringing, like you said, teams together, communities together, families together. They're mixed teams. They're children as well, eight years old and older. So they have a lot of good times. They come out and they get to team build together. They get to communicate. They get to have a day of activity and physical fun. And they come every year. It's, the teams keep coming back each year because they have such a great time. It's just a really good bonding experience. We reach out to companies. We have them bring their employees out. Mm. So it's a good experience for employees to get together on a social basis. And again, they're team building, they're communicating, they're strategizing. So it's creating skills during the game playing
that you can use for the rest of your life.
And they're having fun at the same time, and they're raising money for a great cause, which is about $250 a team for early bird registration, which is open until March 1st, and then it goes to $300 after that.
And the team, so how many people are on a team, and how does the day function? How many teams will there be, and do they play against each other? Paint some of those details.
Well, we try to get a minimum of 12 teams, and there's 8 minimum to be per team, and you can go up to 15. It's better to bring as many as you can up to 15 because if you win all day, it's a double elimination tournament. So you start at 8 in the morning, and if you keep winning, you're going to end up in the championship game and be first, second, or third prize winner. And, you know, they get a little tired after playing all day. So if you have some extra people, you can switch them out. That way you're saving, you know, some of the energy you're going to need for your championship games.
Yeah, kind of like professional sports, I
guess. Absolutely.
You don't want to run them all day. And then, and that's so an all-day event, a process of elimination.
Yes.
So multiple times you will play. If you're good, you'll be playing several times. And again, stepping back from the competitive aspect of it, it is also just about helping
having
out.
Fun.
Because all of that, because it's, you're buying, you're paying to have a team on this, and that money then is going to fund these programs to educate parents who have either have a frustrating situation with a child and you're trying to prevent a bit of child abuse, or parents, unfortunately, that have already been involved in some sort of child abuse or neglect, and they're now in this program. So these funds go towards these programs, correct?
Right.
And that is the idea. And other ways that people can support the event, let's say, do you need, and I'm just painting a broad picture here, supplies for the event? Are there volunteers to help orchestrate it both on site and in the office in advance? Other ways that folks listening who maybe don't want to do a team, because we've covered that, and
right,
there's undoubtedly there are people who are interested in that side, but the other aspects of support that you could use.
We absolutely are looking for sponsors for our kickball tournament. And the great thing about being a sponsor of our tournaments is you get lots of media coverage. So we have colored ads in the Star Advertiser, and in Hilo they also get the Tribune Herald. We also, the winners of our teams, we get them in the midweek Paena. We also have PSAs on radio stations. We also provide coverage on our, of course, website and social media outlets, as well as on t-shirts and our banner that we hang up. And we take lots of pictures in front of that banner. We take a team picture of every single team that comes. And that, again, is the picture that goes in the midweek. Mm. So there's a lot of media coverage for sponsors. Also, you can volunteer at the kickball tournament. We typically need anywhere between 50 to 80 volunteers. So there's all different things you can man. We need refs. We need scorekeepers. We need help with the food booth. You know, cakey zone. We have a free cakey zone with obstacle course. A lot of people needed for the cakey zone. We do give away gifts and prizes for the first, second, and third place winners. We also have a costume contest. So we encourage everyone to dress up in theme. Sometimes they just come in matching t-shirts, which is fine. If you get real creative, you usually are the winner. And you get prizes for being the winner of that as well.
I'm also hearing, and I could completely have this wrong, that there's an opportunity for people to donate items that would be gifts or prizes.
Yes, we try to get everything donated. You know, as you know, as a fundraiser, there's no funds to cover that.
Right.
So everything we raise has to raise money for the expenses first, and then whatever's left over is the actual revenue that we receive.
So somebody listening, they could be on teams, they could sponsor a team, they could volunteer in any kind of capacity, both sport or non-sport oriented at the event, or if they can't even make the event and they just want to donate some prizes to be used at the event, that works as well.
Yes. And one of the things, we reach out to restaurants or stores that could donate gift cards. Gift cards are like a great prize to give, but we need a series of 8 minimum. So we're trying to get like $20 gift cards, a series of 8 of them, or $25 gift cards, a series of 8 of them, which, you know, can be challenging sometimes. But we do have some great supporters, and we're asking for more people to come out and support, because each year we try to, you know, expand that reach.
Well, there's a lot of opportunity, though, right? Because there's a lot of ways any kind of prize could. So you need eight of every prize, or is that just with the gift
card? The first, second, and third place winners and costume contest, a minimum of eight.
Okay.
Because we never know how much are going to be on the team, right?
Yep.
There could be eight, there could be 15. And then we do get additional prizes. We have door prizes, so they could offer different kinds of prizes for that as well.
Right. So somebody who doesn't have eight of an item but has something else, they could, they're still, you want to hear from them.
Absolutely. We want to hear from anyone that would like to donate. And, you know, if we can't use it for our kickball tournament, we can use it for other events, you know, but we're focusing on our kickball tournament right now. But we're always looking for donated prizes for, like you said, we have trainings, we have client outreach events. There's all kinds of things we can use donations for.
Right. Well, there's a lot of ways that people, and that's a good point. So it doesn't, in all of this effort, not only you can also further be a volunteer for the organization beyond just the kickball, and by donating supplies like prizes to them, they can have a life beyond just this, as you just pointed out.
And we've had people donate food. You know, we do hot dogs and chips and,
do you need
and,
that?
And water and soda. Absolutely. Those are big ticket items, especially the water and soda or juice. You know, we give free water to all our volunteers, free food to our volunteers. So that has to, that's an expense.
And the KK aren't getting soda, they're getting juice.
Yeah, they're getting juice. And they also get prizes, you know, so if you have kids prizes laying around that you want to donate.
No, that's cool. Well, I was just giving you a hard time. But it's a wide range. There's something for everyone in terms of a way to help out. And all of this is to fight the scourge of child abuse and neglect in a place called the Aloha State. So I've got to believe that that touches a lot of people, because there are so many people who wouldn't want to be abused or neglected. And it's a lot of opportunities. You've painted like almost an alphabet filled a variety of ways you could help out, and on different levels, especially if you have a company and you just want to pass that message along. Maybe somebody in your company has suffered from this. Maybe somebody, and you want to make a example to your employee who you know has been through that kind of drama, and say, as a company, we're supporting this event and setting that role model to our employees by being a sponsor or by donating.
And that's a great point. What people don't understand sometimes is that abuse does affect the entire community. It affects us all, because when children grow up and become adults, they still have lasting effects of what they experienced. And it does affect us in the workplace. It does affect us in all areas of life. So it's really good for all of us to come together. They say it takes a village to raise a child, and we agree with that concept. It's in all of our interest to support this.
You can go online and learn a lot more about the kickball tournaments and the organization. That is HawaiiParents.org. You can email Lisa and come up with any number of ways, as we've illustrated quite well, that you could support the organization. Lisa Grew at HawaiiParents.org, and that is LGROULX at HawaiiParents.org. You can find them on LinkedIn, Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, Instagram. You can give them a call at 808-235-0255 in the Honolulu area. And for folks in East Hawaii Island, 808-934-9552. All of the contact information, the radio feature, the full-length interview, and all of our other Helping Hand guests are all archived for you at our website. So you can get all this contact information very easily at HawaiiPublicRadio.org. Just look for Helping Hand under the pull-down menu in the news links. And other things that we did not cover that you want to add in real quick, Lisa?
I think we covered them all. I thank you so much for having us back on Helping Hand, and we appreciate the support you guys give of nonprofits and the events we do in our communities.
It is Executive Director at Parents, Lisa Grew, and a pair of wonderful events coming up to kick child abuse and neglect out of the Aloha State. Saturday, April 1st, Kaneohe District Park, and Hilo, April 8th, Walter Victor Field. Really appreciate what you're doing on behalf of all these kids who people should not be doing that to them, and on behalf of the rest of society that'll end up with less people that have these kind of issues that they're dragging around the rest of their life. Thank you very much.
Thank you.